Hello, friends. We are beginning with a new section in the Esoteric Astrology book. We've reached page 500, and then this new section begins on page 503. And it's on the sacred and the non-sacred planets, an important subject. So let's get right into it. We have completed our work on the, we have at least passed through the some 90 pages of the signs and of triangles, and DK has offered us an understanding of some of the major triangles, and we've tried to explain those and why they should be major, tried to elaborate on that somewhat, tried also to take notice of the triangles which he mentioned. There must be, I don't know, 50 of them, perhaps, in one way or another, once we make all the combinations. And now we get into a subject which is dealing with astrology within our solar system, whereas the science of triangles dealt with extra-systemic matters, partially. Triangles starting with three great constellations and dealing with the zodiacal triangles. And there probably are a good many triangles which involve our sun or our solar system as well. Then planetary triangles and triangles within the planet, intraplanetary triangles, of which Shambhala hierarchy in humanity is one of the main ones. And then there are triangles that are not horizontal but are vertical. They have members in them that are on three different levels of status, of spiritual status, such as a great constellation, zodiacal constellations, and planets. Or, let us say, zodiacal constellations, planets, and planetary centers, centers on our planet. More, far more is hinted than could be actually discussed, but we have a start. So now we have here the sacred and the non-sacred planets. There is, as you may imagine, he begins right away with the same thing he kind of told us about the triangles. Little that I can say on this matter, for it concerns one of the great mysteries of initiation, and presumably it's concerning an initiation which is great, that is one of the major initiations. It deals with and is related to the spiritual status of planetary logoi. This is a term that I've been using quite a bit, trying to speak of the spiritual status of planetary logoi, solar logoi, constellational logoi. Well, we can't talk about the spiritual status of our super-constellational logos, the one about whom not may be said, we, at the moment, we have nothing to compare it to. Those great beings in whom all forms of life on all planets live and move and have their being. So, okay, this is a question of the relative degree of evolution of great beings. What we are interested in is how the influences, radiation of these beings affects life on Earth. At least that's our first concern, and then life within the solar system is also of interest because that too affects the life on Earth. So spiritual status, it's not necessarily the same as spiritual unfoldment. As I've often explained, an individual who is of no especial status on the spiritual path may be 70 or 80 years old, whereas an individual of very high spiritual status may only be 10 years old. The 10 years or the 80 years speaks of the degree of unfoldment in their life cycle and not of their spiritual status. That has to be determined in another way. It is concerned with their point of evolution, with their goals and objectives upon the cosmic path, and it is the cosmic path they are on, and with the initiation for which they, in their incomparable and incomprehensible livingness, are prepared. We have to remember that the human being is far separated from the status of a planetary logos. Many Mahamanvantaras separate the status of even a master from that of a planetary logos. I suppose there's much area for blinding in this use of terms like Mahamanvantara. The way I'm used to seeing it is in relation to the duration of an entire solar system. So if many Mahamanvantaras have passed, assuming that kind of Mahamanvantara, then the difference between the status of a master now and a planetary logos now is much separated by many of these occult centuries. But there has been a time in A Treatise on Cosmic Fire when, looking up the word Mahamanvantara, it seems less than an occult century. So from that perspective, we might think that the space and time separating the master from the planetary logos is smaller. So many mysteries will be cleared up when we understand more about the science of cycles, the duration of the cycles, and the superimposition of cycles, and which cycles apply to us as individuals, to humanity, to the planet, and to the other planets and to the solar system, and so forth. You can understand that it's a vast subject and requires, I think, mastership, some focus on the third subplane of the atmic plane, which carries the title All Knowledge. Obviously, that too is a relative term. It will not be all knowledge, but all knowledge perhaps with respect to a certain sphere that man is capable of. Not all the knowledge that a planetary logos is capable of, because the masters themselves simply know one letter in the sacred name of a planetary logos. And was it said that the Chohans know about a syllable of it, you know? So certainly they don't have all knowledge, and they pass the point of being able to focus at that fifth or third subplane level of the atmic plane. When you use a term like all, you have to be careful about what particular sphere you may be talking about. What context are we in? Basically, it might be said that a planet is regarded as sacred when its informing spiritual life has taken five of the major cosmic initiations. Now, this is a question. There are lesser initiations, and there are greater initiations. Page 384 of A Treatise on Cosmic Fire shows this to us, and I think, you know, by now, if you've worked along with me in this, you've seen this page, because I frequently refer to it. But we see a series of greater initiations and lesser ones. The solar logos has, for his objective, nine initiations, and then there's a discrimination here, the third cosmic initiation being his goal. Now, we're told above that our planetary logos is taking a kind of fourth initiation, a kind of crucifixion. So obviously there's a difference in the kind of initiation he's taking and the cosmic initiation. Our planetary logos has for objective seven initiations. The second cosmic initiation being his goal. Unless, of course, for some reason they're all cosmic, but he has to be involved in a different series of initiations if he's already taking the fourth, and yet the second is his goal. There must be cosmic initiations and lesser initiations. Maybe they are planetary in scope, and maybe they have something to do with the activation of different chains. Man has for objective five initiations, the first cosmic initiation being his goal. And what I've come to believe is that the types of cosmic initiations mentioned here are not the same. There's a series of cosmic initiations for each one of these beings. If a man is separated from a planetary logos by many Mahamanvantaras or many Kalpas, Mahakalpas, then he is nowhere near ready to take the second cosmic initiation, let us say, that a planetary logos would take if he has taken the first cosmic initiation, which a man can take. So my reasoning is that the planetary logos is passing through a kind of crucifixion. That is a fourth initiation. It's not a second initiation, though they are related. He's undergoing what the mystics call the crucifixion. He also has not yet taken the second cosmic initiation. So two initiatory streams are operative, and maybe they do coincide at times. For instance, one of the lesser initiations may coincide with one of the greater. We are also told that until a planetary logos has activated the base of the spine center, he cannot be considered sacred. So we can see if we can refine that sacred planetary base. We'll see whether we can see something there. No planet is a sacred planet unless the center of the base of the spine, speaking symbolically, is aroused and the great fusion of energies resulting therefrom has been effected. Well, this is done at the fifth initiation. The question is, when we're talking about the arousal of the center of the base of the spine, and we're talking about initiations, does the planetary logos take all of his initiations in the present fourth chain and round, fourth round? I doubt it. There are, I think, planetary rounds, or what I would call scheme rounds, which are much bigger, and in relation to which the planetary schemes play a role analogous to that played by the planetary globes in a chain round. So here's the question. Are we talking about five major cosmic initiations, which are greater than the series found on 384 of the seven initiations in which ours is taking the fourth, our logos? Or are we talking about the fifth in that series of seven planetary initiations? This is the thing which has to be determined. Because if we're dealing with initiations which pertain to our particular chain, in the fifth round, let us say, it's possible that the revelation and initiation could still be taken by our planetary logos in our chain, although perhaps more likely taken in the fifth chain, the Mercury chain of our planetary logos. Maybe it would be good to have a picture, which is still, of course, simply a symbolic representation. So there is a Mercury chain, and presently, although these other chains, I assume, are alive and well and active in their own way, the focus of the planetary locus is on the fourth chain, and a type of crucifixion is being taken here. But earlier initiations of the planetary logos may have been taken on our chain. Now, the question is it possible that each chain has its own series of seven initiations corresponding with the seven rounds, and these would be lesser initiations. They would relate to the globe. But I think that we are going through a kind of scheme initiation through our fourth chain. And then the question would be whether we would go through a fifth initiation on the fifth chain, but would it still be in the fourth round, fourth scheme round, because I think we're in the fourth scheme round right now, not just the fourth chain round. And I think that Venus is on its fifth scheme round and is a sacred planet. But when you think about the relative unfoldment of Jupiter, let us say, of Saturn, of Vulcan, they are to an extent involved in the, some of them, in the same or earlier chains. They are not involved in later chain focus, and yet they are considered sacred planets. So where was this sacredness achieved? The whole subject is really quite difficult. The non-sacred planet is one whose planetary logos has not taken five of the major cosmic initiations. When he uses a word like major, it's even stronger than what we find on 384. Because we hear the word, on 384 we hear the word initiations in relation to planet, we hear the word cosmic initiations in relation to planet, and here we find major cosmic initiations. I'm inclined to think that we are dealing with initiations which correlate with scheme rounds and not chain rounds. So if that were the case, since we're only in the fourth scheme round right now, this is my assumption, and certainly in the fourth chain round, it's going to be a while, because we would have to complete still millions of years. Every chain round may be separated by, I'll just use a figure that has come from Blavatsky, although there could be acceleration, but a figure of some 300 million years for each round, and then we have to have the period between rounds, which is comparable. So this could be a long time. Well, look, we're only halfway through our solar system at the present time. Our planetary logos is halfway through its type of evolution, and our solar logos is also halfway through his type of larger evolution. I think it says something like this in A Treatise on Cosmic Fire on the same page. A few pages I refer to quite a bit because they seem to hold the keys. Of our planetary logos, he is midway through his career on the path of cosmic initiation. So since he, now that's the question. If he took seven initiations, he would be midway through his career. But if he's to take, let us say, five cosmic initiations and hasn't taken the second cosmic yet, he's not midway through his career. So this is the cosmic path of initiation. So he's midway through his series of seven. I'll say that here. Let's just say that our planetary logos is midway through his series, got to be a capital H, his series of seven initiations, but not midway through even a series of five cosmic initiations, of which he has not yet taken even the second. So when does sacredness really occur? We are apparently sacred interiorly. Will we achieve some kind of sacredness in relation to this chain? Well, it seems like we're midway through our career. The fifth initiation is impending in the lesser series of initiations on the path of initiation, but the fifth initiation is not cosmically. The fifth cosmic initiation is not impending. And we'd have to be adding up millions of years in order for that to occur, because we'd have to pass through three more rounds, each of which, let us say, you know, it's probably an inaccurate figure, but three more rounds in our chain, which each lasts 300 million years, let's just say, and the interim period 300 million years, so we're dealing with 1,800 million years. What is the, 1,800 million years, which is 1,800,000,000 years. And then we haven't even moved in our fourth scheme round to the Mercury chain, to the, what will it be? To the Mercury chain, to the Mars chain, and to the Jupiter chain, as they are here listed. And the duration on each one of those in the fourth scheme round could be very lengthy. So it could be a very long time before our planetary logos is a sacred planet, if cosmic initiations are the ones which have to be taken. And can we say, or does it seem correct to say, that Venus, in terms of its development, and it is a sacred planet, is that far separated from the progress of our planetary logos? Well, perhaps so. So there are some questions here, because five major cosmic initiations does not sound exactly like the initiations on page 384, of which the crucifixion is the present one. We know that these cannot be the major cosmic initiations, that he cannot be involved in the fourth major cosmic initiation, because we have simply a cosmic initiation, not even called major, lying ahead. So it must be in a different series, right? DK is hinting at this series. So anyway, the planetary logos is midway through his process, and the same can equally be predicated of the solar logos, that he is midway through his process on the cosmic path of initiation. But let's just say this, that either the lesser initiations mentioned here or the greater, they could all be considered as relating to the path of cosmic initiation. Well, I don't know if we're any clearer. What is at stake here is whether the fifth cosmic initiation is imminent after we've passed the fourth, because the fourth and the fifth in a human being are often taken in one life. So what is the analogy to one life? Is it one focusing of the planetary logos on a particular chain, like our fourth chain? Or is it a complete incarnation of a planetary logos? But in other words, it could be taken definitely in this incarnation of the planetary logos, but that would not be imminent. So basically, it might be said that a planet is regarded as sacred when its informing spiritual life has taken five of the major cosmic initiations, and that a non-sacred planet is one whose planetary logos has not taken these initiations. Now, there's a little bit more to be involved here, because are we talking about the sacredness of the entire planetary logos working through a scheme, or the sacredness of a chain lord, no, it's cosmic logos, chain lord, or of a globe lord? These are different beings of different status, and they could all have their corresponding sacredness. Well, it seems to me that if we were able to pass to the fifth chain in the fifth round, in the fifth scheme round, something related to the number five would there occur, just as in the fourth chain round and fourth scheme round. We're focused right here in the fourth chain, and something related to the number four is occurring. Yet, it could be that I have sometimes proposed that the second cosmic initiation will only occur when the fifth in the series of lesser initiations occurs. And we would still have to go through the third, the fourth, and then finally the fifth. So I would say that the cycles here are securely out of our range of knowledge. Sometimes when I think that Venus is not too far removed from the status of our planetary logos, and that when in fact our planetary logos, except for the debacle on the moon chain, should have been of the same degree of unfoldment or sacredness as Venus is now, it doesn't seem like they are that far removed from each other, in which case at those times I tend to think, well, okay, Venus has definitely taken the fifth of a lesser series of initiations, whereas our planetary logos is undergoing the fourth of a lesser series of initiations. And this seems fairly reasonable, because if you look at the cosmic astral situation, whereas our planetary logos is fighting it out on the fourth subplane of the cosmic astral plane, attempting to move to the fifth, Venus has moved to the fifth and is refocusing upon the sixth or Buddhic subplane of the cosmic astral plane. That kind of proximity seems pretty close. So it seems like although our Earth is behind, it's not 3.5 scheme rounds behind Venus. It seems pretty clear, though, that Venus is in its fifth scheme round, because it's just about ready to retire. There is an abstraction going on with respect to Venus. It has achieved, because of its own, I suppose, free will, the seven rounds of progress, and I would say seven scheme rounds of progress, five scheme rounds of progress. And at the present time, I believe the logos of Venus is focused in its fifth chain, which is not the final chain, because there is a sixth chain and so forth, as we've been told when considering the lore between Venus and our Earth. But all that has to be done has been accomplished by the time this focus in the fifth chain of Venus has occurred. So we don't exactly know what chain round in the fifth chain Venus is passing through, maybe the fifth. But everything about Venus smacks of the number five, and our Earth suggests the number four. Now, can it be that events on our Earth have picked up to such an extent that it will not require our planetary logos to pass through seven full scheme rounds, and instead five scheme rounds may be necessary, only five, just as it was the case in Venus? In that case, if our planetary logos is now moving fast enough to catch up with Venus to where it should have been, then he is quite advanced in his process. But DK writes that he's midway through, and he's only midway through if there are going to be seven scheme rounds. As far as progress on our particular fourth chain, he's also midway through, because it is assumed there will be seven chain rounds, and he's in the fourth. Now, I know all of this could be illustrated, and the problem with illustrations is that they tend to make things quite concrete when we have no basis for confidence in our concrete knowledge about these matters. And then people memorize these things and that's it. They think no further. Anyway, verbally, I've given you some impressions that I have. So the word that is confusing here is major cosmic initiations. What DK seems to be saying here, and there are problems if that's what he means, what he seems to be saying is that our Earth is in the fourth scheme round and has not even taken the second cosmic initiation, let alone major cosmic initiation. Maybe in the series here, these lesser initiations are also called cosmic initiations. That's possible. That the lesser initiations are also called cosmic initiations. And I'll put that down. It may be that the lesser initiations in the series of seven are also to be thought of as cosmic initiations, in which case the initiations mentioned as cosmic on the TCF 384 are here referred to as major cosmic initiations. Well, even if they are, there is a problem, because it means that our planetary logos is a long way from sacredness, and that Venus, in spite of the evidence that seems to be coming from their relative proximity on the cosmic astral plane, is way ahead in terms of scheme rounds of our planetary logos. I suppose, when did the moon chain debacle take place? Did it take place during the fourth or the third scheme round? Something tells me it's the fourth. So even though a long time ago, still part of recent planetary history in that respect. So this would mean, depending on whether our planetary logos can complete the job in five scheme rounds or has to go the full seven, that the base of the spine center in our planetary logos, which can be considered perhaps the entire Earth scheme or maybe just the Earth, not sure, will only reach full activation and relate to the head center and so forth. And what is that head center called? Well, it may be the first chain. It may be the Neptune center, which is not very articulated here. Well, it can only reach full unfoldment in the far distant future. And if we went ahead, I don't know how we can measure this, but if we went ahead and say, well, okay, now in this fourth scheme round, our planetary logos will take the second cosmic initiation, and in the fifth he will take the third, and in the sixth he will take the fourth, and in the seventh he will take the fifth cosmic initiation. It would really make sense then, pointing to the fact that he's only halfway through his evolutionary career in the solar system. The solar system can last, the figures were given, 311 trillion, 40 billion years, which would mean that we're about 155 trillion years into our solar system, into the duration of our planetary logos, even though he doesn't last the whole time. So we'd have to either shave some time off the beginning or the end. In any case, he has to develop greatly in order to be a base of the spine assistance to our solar logos when the solar logos is going to take the fifth, his fifth in a series of cosmic initiations. And here's the thing that shows you that these series have to be different from each other. If the planetary logos takes the fifth cosmic initiation, and is still a planetary logos, and is going to serve the solar logos, who is also taking the fifth cosmic initiation, and is still a solar logos, then we can just see that the series of cosmic initiations for the planetary logos and solar logos are different, because by taking the fifth cosmic initiation, our planetary logos does not suddenly turn into a solar logos. They're just a different series, as far as I can see, and so is man's. So this question about when to become a sacred planet, we have to check out the references and see whether they indicate a time relatively soon, perhaps in the fifth round, chain round of our fourth chain, when the judgment day takes place and only those who are on the path remain on our planet, in which case that might be tied to a fifth in a series of lesser initiations, or whether that fifth initiation, when the base of the spine becomes fully activated, because then it does at the fifth initiation, whether that fifth initiation takes place much later, when other chains have been passed through and when other scheme rounds have come and gone. The fifth scheme round would have to come and go, the sixth scheme round, and maybe even the seventh, at which time the planetary logos could take its fifth cosmic initiation and be fully activated as a base of the spine, which would be useful to our solar logos. How many rounds are there in the solar systemic expression? Because if, you know, in a way, our solar system is like a chain to a greater being. Such a greater being could be considered a, well, maybe like a scheme it is. Maybe like, it's like a scheme to a planetary scheme to a cosmic logos. But there is also a chain analogy. The schemes within our solar logos are like chains. And the chains are like globes. We just have to go down one step to find out. And there's a great circulation of energy in our solar logos, which we could call scheme rounds. And how many are there? Are there seven? Are there nine? Obviously, we're way beyond ourselves here. But just trying to kind of map out the pattern can be at least suggestive. So we are left with the idea that we don't know when our planetary logos will really turn sacred. It will certainly, at the least, the very least, it will be, could be another 600 million years if every round of the chain lasts 300 million years. And of course, that must be a great approximation. And like I said, there's no reason not to believe that rounds accelerate as they rise in number, creating sort of a cone-like figure. But anyway, it could be a long time at the least. When will the fifth round occur? Well, we have still to pass through the sixth and seventh root races of our round, and then our round has to pass through the Mercury, the Mars, and the Neptune chains. How it does so, we don't know. But apparently has to pass through them, if we buy the sequential progress of a round, and then there has to be a pralaya of approximately equal duration to the duration of a round, and the fourth round has been associated with some by Blavatsky by 300 million years plus, and then the fifth round has to begin and has to pass through the earlier chains, which involve the, no, the Neptune chain is the first chain. It would be the Jupiter that's the seventh. Okay, sorry. So starting with the Neptune, then the Venus, then the Saturn chains. The round has to pass through those and then come again to the fourth chain. Well, wait a second. No, that is probably not correct. It's globes that it has to pass through. And they also have names. But still, there has to be a Pralaya in between these rounds. So how far into the fifth chain round would it be before the judgment day takes place? Would the mathematics tell us it has to be three-fifths of the way through the round? Yeah, so what I said earlier, I can't go back and erase it, unfortunately, but what I said earlier is not specifically true. If we're dealing with a chain round, it doesn't have to pass through other chains. Only a scheme round does. But when we're finished with this passing through our globe, that's what it is. It has to pass through the Mercury globe and the globe number 6 and globe number 7, which are not given names here, but which could correspond in their names to the names used in the scheme. So still many, many millions of years, even if it's three-fifths of the way through or something like that, it could be 600 million years from now before the judgment day occurs, because the fourth round has to be completed. Unless, of course, rounds are not the sequential type of activation that we have imagined, but are somehow all the entire round is taking place all at once. Still, the figure of some 300 million years is given, and we do know there has to be a kind of pralaya between the rounds. And that's at the earliest, millions of years at the earliest. And if the Hindu figures are correct, then even trillions of years before our Earth becomes a sacred planet, having passed through five major cosmic initiations and not just the lesser series of seven. Well, you know, if Master KH denied to answer some of the questions which AP Sinnett put to him, which were, I think, you know, of lesser complexity than the one that is suggested here, we realize that we must be dealing with, indeed, with the secrets of initiation. And DK has pretty well told us that in the preceding paragraph, one of the great and major mysteries of initiation. And that might have to do with really how a planet is constructed and what globes really are and what chains really are and what rounds really are. Because in the kind of charts that we are given, while they do appeal to the concrete mind, one is suspicious that they do not tell the esoteric truth concerning the nature of these factors, globes, chains, schemes, and rounds. Anyway, a long time. We're going to have to wait a long time, one way or another. And a very, very long time if we're dealing with scheme rounds and cosmic initiations that are not the same as the lesser series of initiations. And a non-sacred planet is one whose planetary logos has not taken these initiations. So this is an inadequate definition and is only in any way to be understood if you bear in mind that initiation is the process of developing inclusiveness. What a great statement. And what page is this? I suppose page 503. It really warrants inclusion in the AAB extracts. So forgive me for that error. It was an error there because I was talking about a scheme round having a chain round having to continue through other chains. It doesn't have to, obviously. But still, the duration of time is immense from the human perspective. So I suppose that a planetary logos, as he takes the higher initiations, is in the process of developing inclusiveness. He is more interactive with the other planetary logoi and may have his consciousness extend beyond the ring pass knot of our planet and of our solar system, even. Esoteric Astrology 503. There is a hint here. I'm not quite grasping it, but the initiation is a process of developing inclusiveness, and we are dealing with the definition of a sacred and non-sacred planet. I suppose once the Kundalini has risen completely at the fifth initiation and has brought about the major fusions, there is a great inclusiveness in consciousness, just as there is in a human being. All right. What further do we have? Man is becoming inclusive in the planetary sense. The five major initiations, which he eventually takes, give to him a range of awareness which is infinitely beyond anything of which he can conceive at present. Now, is the word infinitely accurate, or does it just mean greatly? I tend to think it does mean greatly, very greatly. And what do we mean by the five major initiations? Starting from initiation one or three. Because sometimes when dealing with the major initiations, we're moving from three to seven, and sometimes we seem to be moving from one to five. Well, we're learning more and more about the planet. These initiations endow him with the freedom of the planet. He is then responsive to all states of consciousness, including those of the lower kingdoms and, I suppose, of the higher kingdoms within the planetary ring pass knot, and is becoming sensitive to extraplanetary perception. So, what would we say? Sensitive to six kingdoms in the planet, but maybe not yet to the kingdom of solar lives, which appear to be extraplanetary beings associated with the sun, but maybe some of them are on our planet, and maybe our entire planetary logos and Sanakumara are really, in a deep sense, solar lives. So he's elaborating on the idea of inclusiveness here. When we talk about making our planet a sacred planet, it's a nice ideal, but it's not going to happen outwardly anytime soon. There are so many stages to pass through, and so much time to pass through before even the judgment day occurs, which would bring in the possibility of the second cosmic or major cosmic and the fifth initiation in a lesser series. It would be most interesting to see how the greater series and the lesser series correspond. So everything on planetary initiation should be dug up, researched, so we can lay out a little bit of a map here about what is major and what is minor and what is taken on one chain and what is taken in another chain. Maybe no initiations at all of the planetary logos were taken in previous chains. Just as, our solar logos has taken the second cosmic initiation in the solar system thus far. He still has three, four, and maybe five to go. Did he take the first cosmic initiation in the solar system too? After all, this is a soul solar system, and hence an initiatory solar system. And maybe he took no cosmic initiations in the previous solar system. And maybe it is thus for our planetary logos he finds himself now in a system which is basically an initiatory system for the solar logos. Maybe if you go backward, he took no initiations in his series of initiations in a previous solar system. Maybe it all happened in this one. And there were previous chains in which it could have happened. And this, you know, there's such a correspondence there, this being the fourth chain and the fourth in a series of initiations. It invites one to think that for the previous three chains of our planetary logos, called the Neptune, Venus, and Moon chain, that certain cosmic initiations in this series might have been taken. But yet, the planetary logos is said to have taken initiation at the time of individualization. So let's see if we can find that logos initiation, individualization. Let's see if there's anything going on here, because at the time of individualization, it looks like it was possibly a major initiation for our planetary logos. And if that is the case, well, was it a cosmic initiation or was it one of the lesser series? From the moment of individualization till it is discarded at initiation. No. These figures should be studied, for they hold hid the mystery, and through the occult meaning will not be revealed until the third major initiation, nor fully comprehended until the fifth. The word major is problematic because there's a series of lesser initiations that occur before the birth, and then the birth can be called major. Equally so, in the next solar system, individualization, if such an inadequate term may be applied to the state of consciousness, inconceivable to an initiate, even to initiate of the third initiation, will not be possible until the second or sixth stage of Pleroma. Well, we have much to learn, don't we? It must never be forgotten that the chain process of individualization and the earlier three initiations concern the animal kingdom, and man is viewed therein as an animal. Well, these are all about initiations of man so far. We have initiations in terms of the planetary logos. Of course, this is a bit systemic, used by, these are rods of power. Okay. And this is the same reference we've just looked at. And this is about human initiations. The number of initiations taken by a planetary logos in this system vary from 2 to 4. Now that's an interesting and important piece of information. But like I say, if our solar logos is going to take minimally a fourth initiation of a cosmic kind, our planetary logos will have to function as a base of the spine center, which it really cannot do if it takes only, well, the second and maybe the third cosmic initiation. Well, this will take some search, okay? It's not going to be found immediately. The planetary logos in Lemuria, we might look at that. Lemuria. Initiation, Logos, Lemuria. And there's nothing there. Initiation, planetary Lemuria. Well, no, I'm going to have to give up this search at the moment, but you see what I'm searching for. It becomes important when we want to know when our planetary logos has taken initiation. Let's just see. I think there's possibly one more. I'm rather stubborn. One more. Major initiation, Lemuria. Oh, I see what the problem is. I'm here in the Treatise on Cosmic Fire. Maybe it's somewhere else. Major initiation, Lemuria. No, still Lemurian. Well, maybe there. Lemurian. Well, okay, here is something. Thirdly, initiations in which the heavenly man may take either a minor or a major initiation. Well, that shows us, and it connects to 384 of A Treatise on Cosmic Fire. Man may take either a major or minor initiation, heavenly man, thereby involving his entire nature. For instance, when individualization took place in Lemuria, or the third root race, and the human family in this cycle definitely came into manifestation, it signified a major initiation for our heavenly man. The present stimulation and hierarchical effort is leading up to a lesser initiation. For each great cycle sees a major initiation of a heavenly man taken on one or other of the globes. And herein, again, complication lies and much food for thought. This would be worth copying. It's page 181 of, let's copy this, and I'll try to go into a different color, maybe here green, and a smaller font, perhaps number 11, and this is Initiation Human and Solar 181. So a major initiation, was it cosmic? Okay. Was this a cosmic initiation, the cosmic first, taken at the time of Lemuria? Okay. Was this the cosmic first initiation for our planetary logos taken at the time of Lemuria? Now, it's also possible to take lesser initiations, on one or other of the globes, or perhaps one or other of the chains. So much depends on the meaning of the term heavenly man. H-E-A, heavenly man. Okay. Well, we got into cosmic fire just a little bit, didn't we? Let's just see if there's anything else here. First major initiation for the hierarchical angle. No, this is about human beings. But that was the reference that I was looking for. The major cosmic major initiation, which can be looked at since there are two series. There are major and minor, and we're given the hint about two series on page 384 of Cosmic Fire. So individualization on our globe and in our chain signified a major initiation for our heavenly man. Now, a heavenly man is an interesting term. Oftentimes it means the entire planetary logos, but it could be a chain lord as well. So we can see why we had better fulfill the requirements which make us trustworthy to receive intricate information and explanations about things which seemingly would take endless years for us to somehow piece together. I guess you could consider that a little bit of a tangent. I hope not too much of a tangent. I know it pulls in Cosmic Fire, but I consider these two books, Esoteric Astrology and Cosmic Fire, to be just about inseparable. And when you're dealing with the latter part of the Esoteric Astrology book, well, Cosmic Fire is almost inevitable. Well, we seem to be mercifully at the end of Esoteric Astrology Adventure 127A. still on page 503. We haven't moved very far, have we? And beginning of Esoteric Astrology Adventure 127B, also on page 503.